Squirrels.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. Your body's a dream that turns violent. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. The winter is long.
All right, all right. Listen to this show, because we're going to cover everything you need to know to have a healthy romantic marriage.
Is that you?
Okay, I got it in. I don't know how long I'm going to hold this shield.
I don't think it's right what we're doing. I mean, just because you're the Emperor of Kansas doesn't give you the right to just barge in and take over.
It's okay, trust me. It's a royal coup.
Well, it's funny. When it's you, it's a royal coup. Anyone else does it, it's just plain wrong.
I'm not trying to be funny here. I'm the Emperor of Kansas.
Well, I like funny. Matter of fact, the Bible even says in Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful disposition is good for your health. So it's okay to be funny.
Well, I'm not a comedian.
I think you are.
That's my disclaimer. I am not a comedian.
Oh, I don't know. I think of us as a couple of comedians, like George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Well, if we're going to be a couple of comedians, that's a good couple to be.
Yeah. Hey, George!
You know, Gracie Allen never said...
Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
I know she didn't. We have DVDs of it.
She's quoted as saying that, but she never said it.
It's amazing how many people are quoted for saying things they never said.
Oh, I know. One of those is in Casablanca. You always hear the quote, play it again, Sam.
You played it for her or play it for me?
Right. He didn't say play it again, Sam. He said you played it for her, you played it, you can play it for me. So, what other comedians do you like?
Well, if Robin Williams could just eat a bar of soap to clean up his language, I think the man is hilarious.
Oh, he's great when he works clean.
Yeah, I like it when he was on Mork and Wendy.
Mork and Wendy?
That doesn't even sound right. Mork and Mindy.
Right.
And he goes, Shad Spot.
Right.
Nanu, nanu.
But when he works clean, he's hilarious. Unfortunately, I've seen his stand-up act, and he just filthy-mouthed.
In his movie, Patch Adams, which I think is loosely based on a true story. He's a doctor that uses humor to help his patients heal quicker.
I don't know how true to life the story is. I do know Patch Adams was a real person, and his Gesundheit Institute does exist.
What did you say the name of the place was?
Gesundheit Institute.
Bless you. God bless you.
That's pretty much what it said. Well, that's pretty much the name of it. It's the God bless you.
I kind of like that.
But,
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm more into your classical humor, the slapstick, not the Three Stooges, not Laurel and Hardy, but people like Lucille Ball.
Well, now, the Three Stooges are funny.
Only to men. I just cannot find them or the Marx Brothers funny.
I don't know why that is, but men like them and women don't.
I can't imagine why. See, I like Lucille Ball.
Stereotypically, that is.
Yes.
There might be a woman out there somewhere who likes them.
Not me. Although I did like Harpo. Harpo was kind of cute with his curly hair.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't talk. He was a man that had... He was just perfect because he was silent.
Right. Marco.
Harpo.
Harpo was even funnier on radio.
He was on radio? How could he be funny on radio if he doesn't say anything?
That's the point.
Okay. You know, he really didn't know how to play the harp.
Right. Their mother made all of them learn an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Gummo that played the piano.
Who?
Gummo.
Gummo?
Right.
I haven't heard of that Marx Brothers.
His name was taken from gumshoes. It's a certain type of sole on shoes.
That must be horrible, be named after a shoe like that.
I don't know. Groucho is not exactly a prize name.
No.
Now, these weren't their names, you know.
I thought that was really their name.
I don't believe so.
Really? That'd be interesting to find out.
It would be. If I didn't have the computer tied up with recording, I'd look it up real quick.
2x2, da da da, 2x2.
Oh, that reminds me of Danny Kaye. You know, his last performance was in a play called 2x2, which is where that song came from.
I know. It's stuck in my head. I can't get that song out of my head ever since we found it on YouTube.
Well, the music is out there. In fact, you can find it on YouTube.
Right.
Two by two. Which probably means you can download it through LimeWire.
2x2. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, you need to look that up and download that entire album, you know.
Ooh, that would be neat. And then I can go around singing 2x2.
That would be cool. But, you know, they never recorded that play, never videotaped it or anything.
Well, that's what I heard.
But I think it was shot in 1970.
It was in the 70s.
And videotapes
were... But I thought PBS may have a copy of something. And I wanted to call them and find out because I would love to see it.
I don't think they do, but that would be that. I would love to see it, too.
Yeah. And,
at least it's rumored that nobody ever recorded it.
Well, I had to find out. Isn't the internet wonderful? You know, everything on the internet is the truth.
Oh, yes, of course.
If you read it on the internet, you know it's the gospel of the internet.
Can't put it on the internet if it's not true.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you know, Cary Grant, he was a fabulous actor, but he was also a comedian at heart as well. He's one of my favorite actors.
Oh, his sense of timing was impeccable.
Yeah, like in Arsenic and Always. I mean, his whole life just started unraveling right after he got married.
Oh, yeah.
And he just knew that he was going to go insane because his entire family was insane.
I love the line in that movie. I forget his brother's name in that movie, but after his brother enters the scene, they keep saying, "You look like Boris Karloff."
And he was Boris.
And the role was played by Boris Karloff, you know.
Who was that little bug-eyed guy that he was his partner? He was also in Casablanca.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I wish I could remember.
Humphrey Bogart.
No. He had buggy eyes.
Humphrey Bogart was in Casablanca.
He had an accent. I think he played Igor in Frankenstein or something. Real creepy voice.
No, I don't. I think I know who you're talking about, but I don't know his name. But I always thought his name was Igor.
In Bringing Up Baby, he was...
Oh, I love Catherine.
Katharine Hepburn.
Yes.
She was funny as well. I mean, she did another movie called Death Set with Spencer Tracy. Yeah.
And that was hilarious. It was a Christmas movie.
Well, I considered it a Christmas movie.
Well, they always show it around Christmas.
Right. And then there was The Bishop's Wife with Cary Grant. He played an angel with David Niven.
Who was that?
Cary Grant was in.
Oh, okay.
He played the angel. And he was a mischief angel, too.
Now, that wasn't as funny of a movie.
Oh, I thought it was, to a degree. I mean, because here he was getting jealous of this angel and everything, and all Cary Grant wanted to do was help him, and he just wouldn't accept his help. And then he got his pants glued to a chair.
True.
Not Cary Grant, but David Niven, who played the bishop.
Well, I've always liked David Niven.
They did a remake of the movie with Whitney Houston called The Preacher's Wife. I didn't care for it as much.
Did Niven play Bond at one point?
I know he did a spoof movie called Casino Royale.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about the new movie. I'm talking about the old one. It was a spoof.
Well, if David Niven was in it, it couldn't be a new movie.
Well, true. He's long gone since.
But,
And Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. Now, that was a team that were so good together.
Oh, I missed those movies like that today.
I know. I missed
The Road 2 films. Those are great.
I think they ought to. Disney could do something like that and get away with it. After all, they did High School Musical 1, 2, and 3 and talking about college years. Now, how funny is that?
High School Musical, the college years.
Yes. Now, how funny is that? Isn't that kind of like an oxymoron?
Well, it's certainly ironic.
Yes. But, you know, I think they could pull it off if anyone can.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I had to yawn.
Well, that was funny.
Yeah.
All right. Manners of a boar.
Who?
I say you got the manners of a boar.
Am I boring you?
You're not boring me.
If I'm boring you all, I'm so sorry.
You got everybody out in podcast land yawning now.
Yawning is contagious. Mythbuster said it wasn't true, but I don't believe him.
And it's not even our show. We break into a show and you just set people to yawning.
See, you said it again. Now I gotta yawn again. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. He's making the yawn face over here to get me to do it again. That's why I'm telling him to stop it.
Anyway.
Well, in our more modern comedians, now I prefer the ones that can work clean, and some of these will work clean in most part, and then they have their dark side.
True.
Like Tim Allen. I loved Home Improvement.
Right.
But boy, I tell you what, he got me in more trouble watching him.
Oh?
Yeah, because you every night that he was on, you get mad at me because of Jill. You say, look, she's bashing men, he's bashing men, men,
that was,
men bashing.
That was a very male-bashing show.
But he was the one doing it. And what was so funny is they called a man in, a man plumber, or a male electrician, so it couldn't be totally male-bashing, because those were professional men. It was all about Tim Allen being Tim Allen.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed humor, but I've never liked male bashing or female bashing or even blonde jokes.
No, but you tell them.
I do tell blonde jokes occasionally just to get my daughter's goat, but...
And see, that's just not right. But I must admit, there's this comedian out there. I don't know his name, but he has this puppet called Ahmed. And he's a suicide bomber that the suicide mission went bad.
Okay.
So he's a skeleton. And people will be laughing and he goes, silence! I'd kill you. And I can't help it. I sit there and laugh, and I know better to laugh at this. It's not really funny, you know, when you think about suicide bombing, but the fact that he messed up and he's a dead suicide bomber talking, I can't help it. I laugh.
Okay.
It's kind of like seeing someone trip and fall and hurt themselves. I got a nervous laugh. I just start giggling and I can't help myself.
Yeah, I've never figured out why you laugh every time I bump into something or fall down.
It's kind of about, I was thinking about the time that I went to the hairdressers and I was paying and everyone had left. It was just me and this young woman who had just bought this shop from these two older men, and they had left just a little bit earlier, and she was only like 19, 20 years old, and she owned a hairdressing shop her parents bought it for. And so I'm standing there and I'm writing out a check and everything. By the time this man busts in, has a mask on, has a gun, and he robs us. And I'm sitting there thinking, what do we do, Christina? Don't laugh. We'll shoot you. And I was fighting so hard not to laugh because I was thinking, you idiot. I don't carry money in my wallet. I carry it in my pocket. You're not getting anything. But I did. At first I thought it was a water pistol and it was a joke, but it was really a gun and we were really being robbed. And I managed not to laugh, but I knew if I had laughed, I would have been a dead duck.
Well.
So that proves right there I am a nervous laugh.
Oh, I know you do. I've got to tell this story. We were on a vacation and during the night, one of my daughters slipped in and set the suitcase right in the middle of the room.
Well, she was getting something out of the suitcase.
Well, she could have put it back.
Well, we're talking about our family here. They don't put anything back.
But she left the suitcase right in the middle of the room. And I got up and was running to the restroom and tripped over the suitcase, smashing my face into a door. I came up with two black eyes and a busted nose. And I think you can hear what happened.
Oh, we told him if he didn't mind, we would do it again. And like, she says, Daddy, if you're not nice to me, I'm going to set up another suitcase and get you.
You just snorted.
I can't help it. Why did you do this to me, huh?
We do like to have fun on the Emperor's Flame.
Oh, and the stories we can tell you on each other and our family, they are, we're mean. We're just plain mean. In a good way, but we're mean. Okay, so back to his nose.
You should see here. It reminds me of Twitchy and Hoodwinked.
I'm gonna choke on my drink if you don't stop it. Just stop it. First you get me yawning and now this.
Actually, she's acting more like Scrat out of Ice Age.
Scrat didn't laugh like that.
No, but the way you're moving, you just look like Scrat right now.
If you keep this up, we're not going to be able to talk about the Christian comedians out there.
Well, there are some good Christian comedians.
I know, and I would like to, you know, give them a shout out at least.
There are some good Christians. Do you remember Mac Wonky?
Yeah, he was one of the first Christian comedians I went to see.
He was one of the first Christian comedians.
Well, he might have been. I don't know.
I don't.
All I can remember is Snip. Jingle, snip, jingle.
Oh, when
snip,
he got his hair
jingle.
Cut.
Yeah. Apparently, he got drunk the night before he was going to boot camp, and some of his buddies thought it would be funny to braid his long hair and put bells in it. And when he woke up, every way he turned his head, he would go jingle, jingle, jingle. And the first thing they did was take him in and give him a military haircut, and it got snip, jingle. Snap, jingle, snap, jingle.
I wonder if his stuff was true.
I've heard some of it isn't true. I don't know.
But it was definitely funny, though.
Yeah, it was definitely funny. And then there's Mark Lowry. He was next in line with the Gaither vocal band. He was singing with them, but he would do parody music and everything.
Oh, yeah. He's got this one song, My Face in This World.
Yeah. My Face in This World. And poor Sandy Patty had to trick him off stage so she could sing without him. What song was that?
Oh, I can't remember.
It might have been that song. I don't know.
But it might have been Place in This World. Is that her song?
Well, I know it's Michael W. Smith saying it was somebody. I think it was her. But, yeah, poor Mark. He had ADHD so bad that only spankings would cure it. He said they didn't believe in pills back then. The only cure was spankings. Today we just put pills down our children's throats because they won't sit still.
He's hilarious, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then another along the same lines as Mark Lowry is Shonda Pierce.
Yeah.
And I think you've seen Shonda in concert, haven't you?
For some reason, I'm thinking I have, but I can't really remember if it was before we got married or after.
No, I think it was after.
It must have been. But I think one of the funniest things is when she and her friend, the psychiatrist, decided to go process their grief of their children leaving the nest and going off to college. And they went to Cancun. And then they decided that their husband probably should join them.
Oh, and they got him a honeymoon package.
Yeah, his and her.
Maybe we can get Dave and Brad a honeymoon package.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice? We could do it for Eureka Springs.
Yeah, you know, that'd be okay.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Faith and Jen might get upset if we don't get them one, too.
They don't care.
I think they would want to at least go and enjoy their husband's discomfort of it all.
Now, that they probably would.
Yeah, plus they could get the spa package and get manicures and pedicures and
yeah.
All those cures.
Oh, cures. What do they cure? Your ills?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they call it Eureka Springs, Healing Springs.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like hot springs.
As a matter of fact, I think there is a hot spring in Eureka Springs.
Well, yeah, but there's also Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever been to Hot Springs, Arkansas, but...
You been to Eureka?
I've been to Eureka Springs.
Yeah.
Okay, are you about ready to...
No.
...turn this back over to Brad and Faith?
No, we didn't talk about Thor Ramsey of Bananas.
Oh, I love Bananas. I forgot about it, but I love Bananas. We don't get it anymore.
I know, it's on that channel. You know that channel that we don't get anymore?
Hey, if you get the channel that we don't get, Bananas is a really good show.
Look them up on the internet. Under YouTube, you might be... Well, be careful, because I think you might want to put Thor Ramsey and find him instead of Bananas, because I think there's some girls that do some stuff with Bananas that aren't right.
I think last time I looked up Bananas,
uh-huh.
I got... That song, Bananas.
What?
Hollaback Girl.
Oh, I didn't know she did that song.
Yeah. I forget who it is that did it, but...
Well, that's when we first saw Taylor Mason on, was Bananas.
Taylor Mason, oh yeah, little Paquito.
Oh, so cute.
You were going to put a link to Paquito in our show notes.
I did put Paquito on the My Life Ministry link of ours.
Okay.
That the videos over there, along with the honeymoon package and a few other.
So if you go to our page over on My Life Ministries, do you know how to get there?
No.
But you look up Emperor's Flame on My Life Ministries. That's Brad's deal over there.
Right.
And if you look up our page, you'll find some very interesting links.
I have Tim Hawkins on it, too.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, your favorite song, Fire Ants.
Oh, I love Fire Ants.
Fire Ants. Okay, so I don't sound anything at all like him?
No, and you didn't even sound like the right tuner for that song.
And your point is what?
You can't sing.
And you're telling me something new?
Not really.
I know I can't sing, but I make a joyful noise to the Lord.
All right.
I'm bold for Jesus.
As long as you're making a noise for the Lord, go right ahead.
Even the rocks shout out. I don't know what they're shouting. Probably shut up, Christine, you can't sing.
Yeah, they could be.
Oh, well, honey.
You won't let me sing on the podcast.
Well, you know, it's like this. I'm going to be very gentle when I tell you this. You can't carry a nut.
Okay, I have a feeling ours is not a musical podcast.
Well, I'll be happy to play music, but not ours.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? We better get this back over there before they discover that we hijacked their show.
You think so?
I think we need to get it back over there because, I mean, we've talked a long time here.
Okay.
Yeah, are you sure you can do it without them catching us?
I just hope I can get back over before they end their show.
Well, you better do it because, I mean, it's getting real close to time.
Hey.
What?
Well, while we've got the lines open, tell them about September's contest.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Over on Emperor's Flame, if you call in, leave your name, a worthwhile charity or missionary or ministry that you would like to be considered for every caller that calls in September, we're going to donate $2, and then we're going to send all that money to the person that we draw's ministry, whoever they say. Plus, that person will win a CD of my choice. And you need to go to emperorsflame.mypodcast.com.
Why is it always of your choice?
Because.
The book was your choice. The CDs, everything's always your choice.
Because I'm the mama, and I said so.
Well, why can't it be my choice?
Well, I tell you what, next month it can be your choice. Oh. I'll let you have October's contest.
Okay, I'm going to take October's contest, people, so anyway, make sure you listen in October. We're going to have a good contest.
Yeah, real good. I've already heard about it. That's the reason why I said he can do it. Because I'm the mama.
Anyway.
You're not the mama. Not the mama.
Hey, Brad, Faith, you can have your show back now.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Remember, emperorsflame.mypodcast.com. Come on over and see us.
Yes!
We are awesome.
Right, give me five.
Ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Good show. What's really funny is she has to pee so bad. She's gonna die.
You're so mean to me.
I'm not. I love you.
I gotta go. Bye, Oscar News.
Bye, Oscar News, everybody.
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand. For the Lord is able to make him stand. Romans 14.